Time to talk about the sport they play in heaven, and what a heavenly week it has been for rugby supporters. We'll get onto that in all good time, but he joins me now. Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks, how are you, mate?
Good morning, Bear. Good morning, everyone.
Mate, starting locally, we've got the Heelers. A little bit of news coming up this weekend.
Yeah, fantastic. Of course, from 2 o'clock at Highbrook on Saturday, we have the AGM for the Musbrook Heelers. So if you want to get into it, get into often and get stuck into the 2021 season as the Heelers look to make it back-to-back-to-back. Also, of course, the Maitland Blacks are having their open day for people on Thursday night at 6:30 there, the 19th of this month. Their AGM will be on the 30th of this month as well, and that'll both be at Marcellin. So they've got two new coaches there in Luke Cunningham and also, of course, Mick Howe, who's been the development officer and doing some bits and pieces with New South Wales Rugby, all working down the pit. So our local teams are really getting their teeth into the new season. That'll be 2021 in the Rams Home Loan Divisional and also in first grade.
Also, the New South Wales Country Women have had a win.
Yeah, 24 points to 15. Congratulations to Sophie Clancy. A beautiful sight seeing her streak away there as they took on the crew there from Blue, of course, on Sunday afternoon at the magnificence that is the home of world rugby, that is Foreshore Rugby Park. It's fantastic to see that the Vodafone Cherovsky Cup has kicked off beautifully. So Saturday and Sunday will be some serious fun when it comes to that, because it'll be out at Ashwood Oval, which is the home of the Bathurst Bulldogs here in the Central West Comp. Of course, it starts at around about 2 o'clock there as the two Sydney sides play each other. 4 o'clock, New South Wales Country take on the Canberra side, which is nothing more than the ACT Brumbies team that play in the Bill Corp CBW competition. And, of course, on Sunday there from midday, our New South Wales Country girls will finish things off, hopefully getting the trophy as they take on Sydney Gold. So, great start for the Country girls. Some great highlights there on the Facebook page and also the website there of New South Wales Country Rugby, nswcountryrugby.com.au.
I alluded to this at the beginning of our little segment here, Weeksy. How about a fantastic round of applause for those Wallabies getting the win up at Suncorp? Suncorp's almost becoming a fortress for us.
The All Blacks only really scored two tries, one from a rolling maul and one that was a deflection off Tom Wright's hands, which could have been a try. But the big thing was the last 5 minutes of the first half, when people were being sent off everywhere, including Marika Kirambadi, even though he's on his feet and he didn't do anything illegal.
Yep.
But he was able to come through the ruck, and Matt Phillips did a massive, massive turnover with the line out, and that didn't help the All Blacks at all. But in the end, they're relentless, the All Blacks. They should have been well beaten. But even though the Wallabies didn't play that great, it was all guts, and they've got plenty of opportunity to have a bit of a breather. Test match, of course, this Saturday afternoon at 5 p.m. It will only be on Fox Sports because it goes back into New Zealand at 7 p.m. as the All Blacks take on the Pumas. I will have a bit of a moan, Bear. It's an absolute disgrace that Sandstar and Rugby Australia and Argentine Rugby have not made it, so we have Australia playing Argentina in two of these games. These games have been played on a backfield in front of nobody. Obviously, Visa and Nike are just wasting their money putting money into Argentine Rugby, because we should have seen those two games, because, of course, one of our local boys, Henry Robinson from Scone, was on the bench for the Rugby AU side and should have been captain as an Australia A rep. So, and these games should have been on television as well, which is a bit of a disgrace, but enough of the bitch and moaning from me.
Just on that test match, were you as disappointed as I was with some of the cynical play from the All Blacks when the tide was turning against them?
Does it ever really change with the All Blacks?
Well, you know, I like to consider them the best in the world, and I like to think they're above that. But seriously, when they're under the pump, all they do is they break the rules because they want the opposition to go up by threes, not seven. And they can be a lot better than that, don't you agree?
Well, we're going to find out in the next couple of weeks. Of course, they're coming to Newcastle in 2 weeks' time on the 28th when they play against the Pumas. You can find out more through the Hunter Stadium website, rugby.com.au, and also the Hawthorn Club. If you go through their website, hawthornclub.com.au, they've got a big sort of lunch there at the next club. Before, Justin Harrison, Peter Cosgrove, of course, is speaking, as well as Tim Gavin, David Campese. So it's a big fundraiser for Newcastle Hunter Rugby, but we're looking forward to the two test matches that are going to be played on the 21st and the 28th in Newcastle.
And just with the last 30 seconds, great news yesterday as far as a broadcast deal is concerned. We'll be watching the Wallaby tests and a lot of other rugby on Stan.
Yeah, Cub Rugby found its home, so that's okay. I'm not overly stressed out about that. But no NRC, which is very, very disappointing. But it's only a 3-year deal, which is good.
Yep.
Test match is definitely on, but that's part of the any ciphering. But also, we have one guaranteed Super Rugby game every Saturday night on Channel 9 and NBN. So what we want to see is the 100% rugby sort of show on a Wednesday night, like they have with the NRL.
Yep.
But it's something that, you know, Channel 9 will just make money off a break over the next 3 years. So it's great for the game, and the grassroots will be happy.
It is a point in the right direction, and if the Wallabies can get back up into being at least in the top three in the world, I'm sure they will be clamouring for more in the future. Weeksy, as always, we'll talk more rugby next week.